Westside Media.
Hey, good afternoon. Is Lewis available?
Speaking.
Hey, Lewis, this is Zach from the Bank of Cardiff. I'm just following up on your web registration. How are you doing today?
I got some thing in the mail. So what's going on? Yeah. Sorry. Just actually just stepping out, but yeah.
Oh, is there a better time? We can talk a little later on or perhaps tomorrow if that's better for you.
No, it's okay now. I'm just going to the restroom.
Okay. So what can we do for you?
I don't know. I was looking to get some working capital.
Okay. What are you looking to do?
Probably buy some more equipment for my office, maybe some computers and stuff to because we're in the service business, we're in the entertainment business.
Uh-huh. So were you looking at predominantly equipment, because we do have a program that just is specifically for equipment, or are you looking for capital for just other business expenses
maybe
as well?
Capital and expenses, or maybe some equipment. I haven't really decided yet.
Okay.
I mean, I have quite a bit of equipment already, so.
I'm sure you do.
What I'm trying to do right now is sell off what I don't need to use that money for other equipment, so.
Aha. Uh-huh. I do something similar with my surfboards, I understand.
Yeah, so I'm just kind of like, it still has life left in it, but I want to get rid of it before it doesn't have any life left in it.
Right, and get a better version.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at. So I've been, I got one guy that might buy quite a bit of stuff that I have, so then I can use that cash for updating, and then I don't have to borrow cash. So.
Yeah, absolutely. That makes perfect sense. And then you have to pay interest on that cash as well.
Right. I don't know what your interest rates are. So.
Well, with regards to equipment financing, they're very low. They start in the low single digits, and can go up from there. They're kind of like traditional loans in a sense. They go for 2 to 5 years. Monthly payments, no down payment. But again, if you're looking to sell off your equipment, this may not be the thing for you.
Well, probably, I don't know how fast that will happen, but, I don't know whether I'm just going to, just some money to keep, the business running.
Yeah, because we can definitely do that, and we can do that pretty quickly. We can, once we receive information from you, we can turn around and make an offer to you inside of 2 business days. If you like what we have to say, we can have those funds in your account in another 48 hours. So it's a really expedited process.
Right. What is the interest rate on that?
Okay. So with our working capital, do you happen to know how long a term you're looking at or how much you would like to bring on?
Probably the term, I don't know, 5 years, maybe not.
Okay.
It could be shorter. I don't know.
Yeah. I'll break it down to you. So our working capital program is based upon your gross annual sales.
Mm-hmm.
So say for a round number, let's say you did $1 million last year. We can lend up to 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales. So that'd be roughly, $100,000 to $150,000. So that's kind of how that works. And our terms are from 3 months all the way to 2 years because it's an unsecured loan.
Yeah, 3 months to 2 years. So
with payments, they could do daily, weekly, and monthly payments.
Right. What's the interest rate on that?
So, yeah, that's the thing.
So if you were saying, let's say sales were, $700,000, let's just guess.
Okay. So we would be able to make available, 70 to upwards of 90 grand for you. And again, we put a cost of funds on it. We don't have an APR. That's a compounding interest rate. So you're paying anywhere from 8 cents on the dollar upwards to 30. There's a couple factors involved. We take a look at credit, time in business, and then your cash flow as well. And then from there, we make a determination because there's different levels of programs. So if the credit's there, like good cash flow, good time in business, you're going to be looking at closer to 8 cents on the dollar.
But I don't know, 8 cents on the dollar, is that 8%?
No, it's not. See, we do what is called a cost of funds. So,
yeah, I know, but if my accountant asks me, I'm going to tell him.
Absolutely. So this is the simplest way. So let's say you borrowed 100 grand. On the first page of our loan documents, it would say money borrowed, 100,000. Then the payback amount would be right underneath that. So anywhere from like 108 to and upwards. And depending on the term, just divide that by the term. If it's a daily payment, then we would break it down into a daily payment. If it's weekly, monthly.
So you really can't give me an interest rate, can you?
What I can do is this. I could break it down into Because the way that it's set up is we don't have any compounding interest as a typical loan would have.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what you're paying every time. Your payment is exactly the same every time.
I borrow $20,000. Let's say I took $20,000 and I paid it back within a year.
Okay. So let's say you're doing weekly payments. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
For the sake of that. So on the first page of your documents, it's say money borrowed $20,000. Let's say you're paying back $22,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We would divide that by 22.
Mm-hmm.
Divide that by 12.
Mm-hmm.
And then again by 4. And then you would have your payments. And that would not change throughout the course of the loan. We can revisit it halfway, about 40% of the way through, and bring on
22,000 divided by 12.
I'm doing that right now, too.
It's 1,833.
Okay, divided by 12, and then divide that again by 4. So your weekly payment would be upwards.
458.
Correct. And so that would remain constant throughout the course of the entire loan. If you wanted to pay it off early, there is a substantial discount as well. I believe it's 5% of the total loan.
Mm-hmm. So on $20,000, and you're figuring $2,000 of interest, that is 10%?
Roughly.
Okay. How easy was that?
Very, extremely easy. And I appreciate your, some people get your patience. Some people get really frustrated trying to explain that.
Mm-hmm.
The lady that
does my leases right now is going to make me, maybe loan me some money for my business at a little less rate than what you're offering.
Okay. And that was just a ballpark. It can go down from there.
Yeah.
I just wanted to give simple numbers there to help understand.
Right.
But it's actually a simple process as well to see what could be made available to you. It's a one-page application. Just look at a couple bank statements and a tax return, and we can turn around and get you an answer inside of 48 hours.
And what are the bank statements for my business?
Correct. We just like that because the working capital loan is based off of cash flow, so we just want to see that there's good cash flow happening.
Yeah, there's cash flow. The problem is every business has a slow period.
Yes. Yeah.
And mine doesn't start up until pilot season.
Oh.
So pilot season won't start up until probably May.
Mm-hmm.
So
you're kind of, would you kind of be looking at like a bridge loan then, in a sense, just to get you through that slow time, or?
Yeah, something like that. I have other money I can pull from. I mean, I can just sell my stocks, and that'll be the end of that. And
right.
I thought about that. That has actually occurred to me. So
that is an option as well. Have you approached your local bank and seen what they could do for you as well?
No, I haven't. Because first of all, I don't like my bank.
Oh.
The second I'm actually, second I think about it, I probably will end up moving there from there. I'm with U.S. Bank.
Gotcha.
I don't
gotcha.
Particularly care for them, but.
And I know
it's a lot of paperwork if I have to move.
Yeah, and I know just as a whole, small, medium-sized businesses, they're not really lending right now. It's a tough market. And they almost require a blood sample at this point, besides all the paperwork, just to
mm-hmm.
just to see what could be made available to you.
I mean, I don't mind. I don't, like I said, I don't need a lot of cash. I don't want a lot of cash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, if you
I
want to
had,
say we
like,
could,
100 on reserve, that would be great if, it's not, I just want to have it. I don't want to know I have it.
That's kind of how I am as well.
Yeah, I mean, I have money in the bank. It's not a big issue there either. I can just go in there and take it, but.
But you don't want to touch it.
Well, I have a lot of stocks. They've made a lot of money. I don't want to get rid of them.
No, I understand that as well. I kind of am in the same boat. I live very sparingly and just keep hoping that those suckers keep going up.
And then a lot of my clients are net 60s, net 90s. So especially if I work with big companies like Sony or Disney, they pay me whenever they feel like it.
Yeah.
So that puts another big knot in my stomach.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It just kind of getting there.
Okay. Well, if you'd like to see what we could make available to you, you know, with this week, it's a super simple process. I could email you what we would need. And
sure, go ahead and do that, and I'll be happy to fill it out. It's just I don't want to get hit with a lot of fees. If I'm going to get hit with fees, then I'm not going to do this.
There are no fees.
There's no setup doc fee or...
Nope, there is
funny,
no...
I got your thing in the mail. I got your thing in the mail, and I start staring at it. I'm like, nah.
Well, it's a good thing you thought otherwise.
Why is that?
No, we could definitely help you out.
Yeah, well, I've been in business since 1990. No, I've been
nice.
Around, but I just, you know.
Now, did you grow up in L.A.?
Yeah, in Sherman Oaks.
Nice. I actually grew up in Woodland Hills.
I
went to El Camino Real High School.
Oh, I went to Van Nuys High.
Nice, nice. Probably played you guys in baseball a while back.
Maybe football. We sucked.
We sucked at everything.
Yeah, we sucked at basically everything. But actually, I still have my 77 Datsun 280Z.
That's crazy. You know what? My first vehicle was a 1977 Datsun King Cab.
Mm-hmm. I still have. In fact, I was driving my Z car today.
Nice. Those things are fun. You can modify the crap out of those things and make them.
I really don't want to. I had it painted and restored and put about $25,000 into it, and I get a lot. I take it to a lot of Z shows, and people look at it. And
yeah. I remember in high school, I wanted to pick up one of those just because they're super easy to work on. But I went with the truck instead.
Should have gone with the Z.
I probably would have got more ladies.
You don't have enough now, or you got too many divorces?
No, not working on those.
you're married?
I'm working on that, actually, in the process of getting engaged.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, we've been together for 8 years, so I think it's about time I pull the trigger.
I've been with my wife for 32 years. I'm thinking about pulling that trigger, too.
Oh, no. I know what you mean, though.
With my wife is, and that's what puts me in a little bit of a bind sometimes, is she doesn't work.
Oh, yes.
And she refuses to work. So now we're going to have a little bit of a battle. You know, we have property together, and we have things like, we have other income.
Mm-hmm.
I have property, and she's got property. But the thing is, all she wants to do all day is play Mahjong and hang with her friends.
Yeah. I'm sure that can pose an issue after a while.
Well, yeah, I mean, my house is, I don't have really a mortgage. I mean... and my father passed away in August, so I'm going to get an inheritance, so I'm not worried about that.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, so, it's just that interim, just to get me by, and then probably, February, March next year, I'll be like,
be all right.
We'll be back on track,
Yeah, I hear you.
It's a pretty big estate, and it requires, my brother's been dealing with it, and it requires just a lot of... knowledge and all the stuff we have to do because we have to write the big check on May 21st.
Yikes.
Is there a huge check.
multiple lawyers involved and all that good stuff as well.
Lawyers, attorneys, banking, personnel,
property.
Accountants.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they get you for 40% of whatever my father made.
After
the two kids, you get $5.5 million each kid.
Mm-hmm.
Is deducted. So if he only had $10 million, then there wouldn't be any taxes. That included assets and everything. But he has a lot more than $10 million, so that now raises an issue.
So they get 40. They grab 40% out the top.
So they deduct $10.8 million off the top. So that $10.8 million comes off of the magical big number.
Right. Wow.
And then you pay 40% of that number.
Holy cow.
So if you owe $20 million, if you have $20 million after in your estate, what it's worth, then you have to pay $8 million.
That just made the hair on my arm stand up.
Actually.
Holy cow.
And there's no way around it. It's like...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, who do I make this out to? I mean,
Oh, no, it's called the federal government.
Yeah,
IRS. Yes, we make the check out to them.
Big brother.
Doesn't that suck?
Yes, big time. Yeah. That would make a man want to drink.
So in other words, you make this money, you pay tax when you get it, you use it to make money, and then you have to pay tax to give it to your sons.
It just, there's something in that whole thing that just does not make sense to me. It just doesn't seem right.
Well, so in other words, they take, you know, 90% of your income. So you're only really making 10%.
Unbelievable.
You never knew that? Yeah.
I will
find
out
someday.
Yeah, you know, my parents are getting up there, and I'm sure I'll have to be dealing with this in the next 5 to 10 years. But it's just, that's the first that I've been hearing with regards to all those deductions and the percentages and all good stuff. That's frightening.
I mean, we have a condo on Wilshire and in Warner that we're trying to rent. It's worth $4.5 million. And we're trying to find a renter for $20,000 a month. But you think that would be easy, right?
Nice in L.A.?
Nice condo.
Yeah, yeah.
Junior penthouse, beautiful view, 27th floor. You know,
no
we've had it up. We've had it up. And a lot of lookers. You know, somebody just next door paid $18,000 a month, but we can't even get 20. And we have a better view, you know?
Wow, wow.
That's, I mean, we got some offers, you know, to sell, but we didn't want to sell because, you know, if we sell, we're going to buy, like, an apartment building or something, get some other real estate, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean, interesting. So from your perspective, is the market, as far as property, is that going up or down? Is it sort of stagnant
today?
Or?
Today it's going up, but who knows? But, you know.
Every day.
If you wanted to pay $20,000 a month to rent, that's $240,000 a year, you would say, you know what, I'm going to buy this place because giving them $20,000? I said to my brother, I said, okay, who's the dumb idiot that's going to give us $20,000 a month? I mean, technically, rent in those high-rises are $18,000 to $21,000 a month. That's what they go for, but you got to find the right guy with the cash.
Yeah. Yeah, it almost seems like you need almost someone that doesn't live in the area that would maybe possibly use it for a business apartment or things of those nature.
Yeah, you
can't
run a business in there.
No. Or you for the business itself when people from out of town come in?
Well, yeah, there was this guy coming in to Cedars for heart transplant. And he went up there and looked at it, and he liked it, but they rented a house for $20,000 a month instead.
Oh, yeah, you got the backyard and all those other amenities as well,
you know,
I suppose.
Maybe the air was too thin up there for him. I don't know.
Interesting.
So, in other words, I mean, I have, you know, I'm not like, you know.
Cash strapped.
I'm not, just right now my business is kind of like, it's like a, you know.
Yeah, well,
like a roller coaster. It's like.
Yeah, peaks and valleys.
I mean, it's like, you know, February was like a $35,000, $38,000 month, and then January was a $20,000 month, and then March was a $16,000 month, and the next month could be a different month.
Peaks and valleys.
Yes, that's what it is. That's why I'm really just trying to just find something in the interim.
Okay. Well, Lewis, I will put together a little packet of info for you, just exactly what we need and the time frame. It's a very quick process. We could get you an answer in 2 days and, again, get you funds in another 2 days. And I will shoot that over. I have Lewis at WCWCC.com.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of my emails, yeah.
Okay. Is that the most efficient one to send
you?
That's
fine, yeah. My other ones are, I don't know, the other ones, they come. Some people send me stuff. I don't get them. I don't know why. So maybe my server's clogged up. So.
Okay. Yeah,
what was
just,
your first name again?
My name is Zach.
Oh, another Zach. Okay.
Z-A-C-H.
What's your number?
My direct dial here is
858-779-0426. Okay. You're going to hire me now? Okay, good.
That goes directly to my office.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, great. All right.
So, Lewis, I'll shoot you that email over. Do you think you'd be able to get that info back today?
I don't have any tax returns for last year yet. So.
Okay, no problem. We can do 2004.
Yeah.
That's fine. Just the first two pages is all we require of that.
It's just a PDF. I'd have to give you the whole thing because I can't separate it. Is there a way to separate a PDF?
Yeah. Do you have a Mac or a...
I have Mac and PC, but I don't think I can. I tried.
Okay.
So, I mean, I can just copy and...
Because sometimes when you pull up a file, or there's multiple pages on the Mac, and then you click on that thing that looks like a little piece of paper on the left-hand side, it'll separate the pages, and then you can actually pick out what pages that you want from that file and put them together. It's hard to explain over the phone. I wish I could.
Man, you're really just starting to piss me off. No, I'm just kidding. I can figure it out. Oh.
Okay, but if you want to send the whole thing, that's fine too.
I don't really want you to have the whole thing.
Okay, because we only look at the first two pages, to be honest with you.
Oh, that's the... I see. Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, if I can figure it out...
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna open a file right now and see if I can explain it to you.
There's a whole bunch of little icons and...
Yeah, so I just clicked on a file, and it's a PDF, and if you look over on the left-hand side, you see where it looks like two pieces of paper that are
I could just print selections. I could just make another PDF out of that.
Correct.
I could do that.
Yeah, and that's all you need to do.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, if you're lucky, I'll figure it out.
All right. I will shoot you over that information. And
what I'm trying to do is avoid cashing out my stock account.
Right.
And I really don't want to. So that would just, you know, in the interim, I'm not looking to, like, steal the money or anything.
Of course not. Of course not.
I don't do that, and I've always been good about, you know, paying up. So.
Yeah, yeah. Lewis, I feel very confident. I'm positive we can help you out here.
Is it rare? Is it bloody rare?
Good.
You mistake there?
She brought me something bloody rare.
Excellent, excellent. Don't put any ketchup on it.
No, I don't want ketchup, but I will take a picture of it while I'm eating it and send it to you.
Make me jealous. All righty. Well, don't let me interrupt your lunch. I'll get you over this information and follow up with you tomorrow.
Yeah. As soon as possible, because I want to. If not, I have to make that transfer on Friday.
Gotcha. Well, I can follow up with you today.
Charge them $25 to pay them to transfer the stupid money out of my account.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Great.
That's crazy. Okay, so let me get you that information over right now.
All right.
And just let me know that you received it. Shoot me an email back.
Yeah, I'm just going to go to the bathroom. Is that okay?
No problem. We'll talk soon.
All right,
Lewis. Bye.